Welcome back to Vikings Connected. Remember, you can stay a part of the conversation. Use hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, and of course, post to our page on Facebook. Now, this week, we're headed down to New Orleans to take on the 0-2 Saints. And before we go, let's get a little bit of advice from our resident expert, Ben, here on what the Vikings need to do to pull out another regular season.
Down in New Orleans, let's see what we got to do. All right, first off, they have to win the battle versus man coverage. Last week against the Pats, they kind of exposed us a little bit.
Yeah.
They locked down our receivers, put man pressure in the face, and our guys just couldn't really get off the football. So that also translates into more time that Matt Castle has to hold on the football, which enables the rush to get there. So it all kind of worked hand in hand. They did a good job of it. So I guarantee you the Saints are going to try to do a little bit of the same thing.
Okay. All right. Man-to-man coverage.
Yes, man-to-man coverage. Man, bring some attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. We always think of New Orleans as a physical team, but even so with the Patriots, they're a finesse team. And we got pushed around a little bit.
Yeah.
So they have to bring some attitude. The Saints defense is struggling right now.
Okay.
There is some fighting on the sidelines between the D coordinator and Sean Payton, and they just don't look good. Communication has been an issue. Tackling's been an issue. So we need to go down there with an attitude and to step on their necks and don't let them get any breath.
Don't lose the mental game.
Don't lose it.
Right? Okay, number three.
All right, redeem the rush. Last week, defensively, because of the quick passing game with Tom Brady, you can't get a rush. I mean, it's just hard to get a rush on three-step. Well, Drew Brees, they actually throw the football downfield a lot more. So he's going to sit in the pocket a little bit more. He's going to hold on the football. So we have to get our guys on the edges to get the rush. But most importantly is that we have to get a rush inside with the interior of our defensive line. So, you know, a rush on the outside, but more importantly, the lanes on the inside, Linval Joseph, Sharif Floyd, any of those guys on the inside, get after the short stature Drew Brees and make him throw over the top.
Got it. Okay, last but not least.
All right.
Don't forget.
By the way, Jimmy Graham is pretty good.
He's good.
Okay, so last week he had 118 yards receiving, two touchdowns. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate about him in the offseason about whether he's a receiver or whether he's a tight end.
Yeah.
And it's a big difference contract-wise, but when you get him on the football field, he's a beast. He might be the biggest mismatch monster that we have to look out for outside of Calvin Johnson. So you look at the rest of the schedule. You've got Detroit twice, and you got a matchup against Calvin Johnson, and you've got Jimmy Graham. And outside of that, there's not another guy that's going to be that big of a problem for us on the receiver. So you have to stop Jimmy Graham because he can put up 118 and two touchdowns every single week.
Keep your eye on him, guys.
All right, time again for our third nominee for the Golden Nacho. This week it's all about just kind of like, I guess, not so much great plays. It's kind of like fun plays.
Yeah.
So we've had Spencer Lanning again, two-time nominee.
Two-time.
Got kicked in the face last week, and then he got his helmet taken off this week. We had the Arkansas State. We kind of went college.
Yeah, but that was hands down my favorite so far.
Well, we'll see.
I haven't named
the winner yet.
All right.
But it's a favorite right now. But you haven't seen this one either. So take a look at James Jones. He was a former Packer, so we know him well in this division. Had a hard time holding on to the football there, but you got to check this out. Actually makes the catch and fumbles it twice on the same play.
Stop.
Yep.
Oh, he recovered it, though.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, good for him. And then he fumbles again. And then the Texans recover. So, a rough day. I mean, you know, Trent Richardson the last game on Monday night fumbled twice as a running back, but this guy fumbles twice on the same play. So it's going to be tough. As much as you like the Arkansas State guy, you know, James Jones, he's got that little push there to win the whole thing.
Ever wonder how Cordarrelle Patterson would fare at another sport? Flash tries his hands at baseball when Vikings Connected returns.